brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Geo Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Friday, the 8th day of July, 2011. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Coming up on the broadcast today, we have Larry Pratt joining us to cover the unfolding stage terror attack that is Operation Fast and Furious, that is threatening to bring down Attorney General Eric Holder and, of course, the Obama administration. But Holder survived Oklahoma City and the cover-up of that as the assistant to Mr. Reno, Ms. Reno, back in 1995-96. So we shouldn't count our chickens before they are hatched, as it said. The head of Gun Owners of America will be joining us coming up in about an hour from now. Bob Chapman with his Friday visit, as usual. We also had the lady joining us who was arrested earlier in the week at a city council meeting in Arizona, in Quartzsville. And it was her turn to speak, but she was bringing up corruption, and so they said, arrest her. The mayor said, do not arrest her. It is her time to speak. And the police looked at the mayor and said, we run this town, boy. So, total mutiny, and we mentioned a little bit on Tuesday, but I'm going to be going over it in detail with Ms. Jones coming up about an hour and a half from now after Larry Pratt leaves us today. Now, this happens a lot. I tend to start looking at a case, and then I get caught up in other news. And then as things develop, I really then get angry and have a big freak out over it. And this started last night, and this morning, my wife and I spent off and on about 3 hours this morning trying, because I know Jaron tried earlier in the week, to find the location of the storage shed facility in Houston that the maintenance man lived at with his 6 children. And he lost his job a few years ago as a welder, lost his home, couldn't get credit for one, stayed in shelters for a while, and got a job down the street from the shelter at a storage facility as the maintenance man. And he turned one of the large units, and I've seen people here in Austin living in them. That's one of the big dirty secrets. And, of course, using the bathroom there at the business. And had an air conditioner, refrigerator, computers, everything. And by the way, the children are homeschooled. That's why in the photos and videos they look so happy. And well-spoken, intelligent folks, they're trying to save money to get a house in the last couple years. And it's not illegal to be poor. And the CPS came and took them and said because they were living in the storage shed. Well, I've got distant cousins that I visited when I was a child who lived in things that were one step up from dirt floors. My wife has sent me the general address of the place. The storage facility, the group doesn't even have a name, as a lot of these little hole-in-the-wall places do. We've done a big investigation. And so we're going to get you that address later in the hour and ask listeners. But my wife just called me when I got to the office. She said she found the location on Google Maps, talking to locals that know them, so that we could send people there, but I do not see this in her boil down. All right. Well, we'll pull up those Google Maps later in the hour for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, and so I can direct folks to the general area so that they can get over there. I am offering out of the gates $10,000 of our InfoWars capital. My personal money to the family to help get them an apartment or a house. And I know we have so many listeners in Houston that if we just put out the word, because obviously they don't have credit like a lot of Americans, we can find listeners that will rent them at a reasonable price a place, and I will put $10,000 of their rent down, because I've been studying these people for 5 days. They're good people, and more of us are going to be in the crosshairs of this. But there's a larger issue involved. We're going to break it down on the other side of this quick break. I called the Houston Chronicle and said I'd like to give money, and they just laughed at me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the deal. Very important live Friday broadcast lined up for you here in the next 3 hours, and I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, of course. We have now more Pentagon admissions. They are preparing for a massive ground invasion of Libya. Just as we told you in late September, early October, the Russians are confirming that. NATO's openly now calling for that. They're calling in a humanitarian ground force, tanks and armored vehicles, and more helicopters. That, of course, is gigantic news, and we're going to be going over that. Huge news on the economy front. Also, all over the United States, cities are striking back against people growing gardens in their yards and trying to shut them down with code enforcers. A new video has come out of a man arrested in his front yard. Turns out it's a Prison Planet TV subscriber. Turns out we have a statement from him. I sent the video last night, and sure enough, looked, and there was a statement from the gentleman where the police pull his neighbor over, put her in handcuffs while they search the car. The woman looks about as innocuous as Barney Fife. And then let her go. And the guy yells, Nazis, which it is a Nazi tactic to have warrantless searches and put people in handcuffs. They TSA search her breast and grabbing them. And the cops come over and charge him for racial slur against Nazis. You cannot make this type of stuff up. Days later, the court dropped the charges, but not before he went to jail. And even if an idiot's calling cops names from their own yard, ignore it. Somebody flips me off in traffic, or something, I just look forward and ignore it. I mean, you know, you signed on for this job, and you shouldn't abuse your authority just to show somebody who the boss is, and you shouldn't be doing a TSA-style grope. This stuff's being, you know, proliferating out everywhere. So I want to get to that video later if we can. The lady arrested in an Arizona town during the three-minute speech that she was signed up for in Citizens Communications. The mayor ordered police to get their hands off of her. She was being very polite, but she was covering corruption in the city and in the police department. And the police said, no, she will not speak about this, and arrested her. And the mayor said, I am your boss. Do not do this. And the cop said, I mean, this is incredible footage. Incredible. And obviously it's been out for a few days. We posted it, on Tuesday at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Miss Jones, who got arrested, is going to be joining us coming up in about an hour and a half from now. Larry Pratt, head of Gunners of America, on the whole Fast and Furious gun running case, where Holder's now been caught perjuring himself to Congress, the Attorney General, the ATF head turning against him, saying he was ordered to do this, and that the Attorney General knew all about it. That is all coming up today. And, of course, our weekly visit with Bob Chapman. And they also executed the Mexican national who was convicted of raping and killing a 16-year-old. And I say good for Texas, regardless of what you think of the death penalty. The feds do not have any right or jurisdiction to tell a state what they can do with their courts. And this guy was a child killer, and now he's dead. All right, continuing. We've now got a big development as well. A whole bunch of firearms were found connected to the ATF shipment of guns into Mexico. 43 weapons at Phoenix traffic stop linked to Holder's gun running scandal. I mean, this is getting big and getting big fast. So we're going to be going over that as well. U.S. government openly admits arming Mexican drug gangs with 30,000 firearms. But why? Mike Adams breaks down that in a big report with the rest of the story, how this is a false flag attack against the Second Amendment. So that is all coming up. Now that said, I became aware of this on the 4th of July, and then on Tuesday morning, it became a national news story. And you heard about the kids living in shed taken into custody. And actually what it was a retrofitted large 12 by 25 foot shed. There are a lot of families living in tents around this country now, ladies and gentlemen. And I didn't jump the gun on this. I did a lot of research into the family, into the Leonards. And they are Christians. They are homeschooling. You can look at photos and videos of their children, sparkly eyes, healthy. They don't have that zombie Ritalin look of most kids. They're Christian people. He was a welder. He lost his job 3 years ago and couldn't get credit for a house. The only job he could get was running a boat and a storage shed, an RV park facility. So it's an RV park. That's why folks didn't look down. A lot of them are old-timers who stay in the RV park. They remember growing up when they were in a log cabin or on dirt floors. So he's the maintenance man there, and he retrofitted it with air conditioners and computers and electricity, and they've got community bathrooms there. And he'd been saving his money up for almost 3 years. They were actually getting ready to get a home. And the CPS came, and they didn't have any help for this family. A family didn't want welfare. And CPS is trained. I have their textbooks, even the University of Texas has for social workers. We've posted this on the Prison Planet Forum years ago. People don't ever believe this stuff where they say the family is archaic, needs to be eradicated, that the state is going to run everything, and already Germany's trying to pass laws to do this. The family courts were set up 1910 or so in the U.S., about 1900 in England, where it all started for racial hygiene. Germany didn't adopt this till 33 when Hitler got in. It wasn't widespread till 35. They had eugenics courts for sterilization, the taking of single mothers' children. Especially ones that Hitler wanted for the military, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, single-parent, boom, your kids are gone. If you were another group they didn't like, they would just kill you. And when they six kids is a prize for CPSC. If you didn't know this, over 70%, you can pull these numbers up, or just type DynCorp running CPS operations, a little over 70% of CPS are actual private contractors. Just like contractors in Afghanistan or Iraq, private contractors going around grabbing kids, and they actually get bonuses off of how many children they get. And off six children, you're looking at several hundred thousand dollars that they're going to get in a year off them of federal and state money and expand their operations. Then big campaign contributions are given by the big orphanages and the places that place the children with foster parents. And I've seen cases of some of these people that run these rackets in Austin, some of the directors making $3-4 million a year individually in Austin and Dallas in cases we've covered. They then fence out the, quote, better kids to through adoption agencies if they're smaller. With the older ones they grab, and these children are ages, 12 to 2, they will hop them up because statistically a lot of Christian families do want black children, but they're not in as much demand. And then they got the black groups, a lot of times funded by the government, lobbying that whites not be able to save these black children because there are Christian white folks particularly that will adopt black kids en masse, try to save them. And they have big black groups fighting against whites adopting blacks. It's funny, the NAACP, if the police beat a gang member, there'll be a big demonstration and lawsuits. But when they're grabbing and hunting black children, and when 52% of blacks are never born in this country and aborted, it's not even a news item. It's not even discussed. But I digress here. This is a Christian homeschooling family. He's a carpenter and a handyman and welder. He retrofitted this as a home. I've seen video inside the house, a little house, pretty nice. Many of our presidents grew up in things a lot, worse than this. And by the way, they go through it in the articles that CPS takes people from rural areas that have outhouses. Folks, I've got family. I mean, I've got a lot of family way out in the country who've got nice homes. But just until recently had outhouses because, they're 10 miles from water, or they've got a well and a pump on it, but sometimes it breaks. They got an outhouse as well. CPS is on record in the San Antonio Express News, Houston Chronicle, saying you got an outhouse, your kids are gone. You don't have air conditioning, your kids are gone. If you store their clothes in boxes, this is in the news. The CPS says, yes, that is abuse. Now, they had in 2000 the cover of Time magazine, The Shame of Foster Care, admitting that you're five times more likely to be abused in government custody than with your parents. So this is the most abusive group, and this is where the pedophiles go to get jobs and other things. Am I saying every one of you is a pedophile? No. Once in traffic and once at a grocery store, effeminate, pot-bellied, pedophile-type men that fit the archetype came up and got mad at me in traffic and once in a grocery store and were like going, I hate you, and showing their teeth. And I said, you're a CPS worker. And they just completely, I rolled my window and said, you're a CPS worker, aren't you? I could just look at them instantly and they would go, you, how do you know? Because I know. I've used to fight CPS back 15, 14 years ago when I was just local, and it tore my guts out so bad that 10 years ago I had to stop. Because I would go into these situations, I would get the documents, I'd try to get them lawyers, and I would cry, I would lose sleep, because I was containing feelings of extreme violence, which are natural when you've got predators grabbing children. So here's the bottom line. They didn't help this family. You know, if you're illegal aliens with 10 kids, that you'll get everything. Or if you'll be a black woman or a white woman or a Hispanic woman and not have a husband in the house, they'll give you all the money you ever wanted and leave you alone. That's where they also recruit a lot of their CPS workers. I've noticed as former welfare people. But if you're a black man bucking the trend of 91% of blacks being illegitimate, which then triples their chances of prison, quadruples their chances of drug abuse, if you buck the engineering, blacks were only about 45% illegitimate pre-1950. Now this is starting to happen to whites as well. Everybody. They start with the blacks first. They see as a group that's been targeted and that folks somehow just, don't think are the same as everybody else, so they allow it to be done to them first as a beta test. As Tony Brown has said, what you let be done to black folks, don't worry, it's coming to your neighborhood. And they don't like a black man working hard and building a home for his family. They don't like a guy who doesn't go on welfare. They don't like a Christian. They don't like a man taking care of his children and raising his boys and his girls. So they came and took them. Now I've talked to the lawyers involved and others. Even though I've now learned there were groups trying to get them in my house, CPS wants to keep the kids. This is about to be on KHOU's about to have them on. And the folks have People have already stepped forward. I said I was going to do it. Folks have stepped forward with the House. CPS says no. Kids are ours.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Friends, we're back live. So, the CPS has a goal, and every year under the federal regulations, the quota goes up of how many children they grab. And again, the illegal aliens, I think they should be left alone by CPS, but they're off limits. They build shanty towns all over the place. I can take you to Austin to some right now. They're left alone. At golf courses everywhere, there are shacks and things on the back 40 where whole families of illegals live. But that's okay. You get, though, an Americanized Hispanic or black person, white person, whatever the case may be, and you try to have an air-conditioned metal housing there at a RV slash boat storage park with storage facilities. He builds a little house while he's saving money being the maintenance man there. After losing his job that was better paid as a welder 3 years ago and losing his home in this depression, and they come for you. In the Great Depression, there were tens of millions of homeless people living in tents, living out of cars. Did the government come and spend three, four times the money to grab the children, to house the children, than it would cost to just help the people? No, the government didn't take their children, and the government didn't help the people. Didn't do either. But in this case, it's private CPS with contracts with these fraudulent family courts, and they come in. All I see this all the time. Cases, I see it every few months. It's almost always, young, middle class. The archetype MO is kind of quasi well-educated, young 20-year-old hippie couples who will buy an RV, and the dad will work in town an odd job, but they live out at an RV park in an RV and pump it out, once a week and whatever, and the kids are really healthy and happy, and the CPS comes and takes them and says, because you're living in an RV park, or because you're vegetarian, and it just goes on and on and on. So that's that type. Boy, let me tell you, you got white kids and you're living in an RV, your kids are gone, because they're going to get $300,000 to $500,000. $300,000 to $500,000 on those children in the open market. Because rich people will pay a lot of money for a white kid. Most of the white people I see have got kidnapped Hispanic kids or black kids because it's so hard to get a white kid. And I see it everywhere. And the parents, of course, are totally unaware of where their children came from. They have no idea what a racket in the business this is. Now, the bad news is a lot of folks, for whatever reason, one of the most hard-to-adopt groups is black children. They get where, and why are they valuable? Well, the Dying Corps groups and others first get them. That's who runs these things, subsidiaries of Dying Corps and others. They get the children, and they make a lot of money out of them. But then once they have their psychologist say, the child screaming and crying for their parents, that's mental illness, you go on Ritalin. Then they get more depressed. Then they go on Prozac. And on average, I've shown the state hearings here, it's the same nationwide average, 68% of foster children nationwide, and again, that's the state average in Texas, you can Google it, headline, more than two-thirds of Texas foster children on more than seven drugs. And they take them. Then the children, after five, six drugs, start having seizures. Then they put them on anti-seizure medication. By the time they're 20, they are mind-blown zombies, and they throw them out. And I've seen studies done. I've gone and talked to them. You see a lot of these old homeless people who aren't even drunks. A lot of them are black, and they'll be 30, 40 years old, look like they're 60, all on the side of the corner talking to themselves. If you go talk to them, they'll say, you're talking to me? I'll say, tell me your story. Well, when I was 9 in Mississippi, they took me from my mama and my daddy. We lived back in the swamp. And then you're not going to take me. You're not going to take me. They gave me the drugs, and they shocked me. And they didn't ever saw my mama again. They took my mama and sterilized her.
I mean, go talk to them. Go find out who these humans are. And these six children, they're going to slow murder their minds as well. They can't wait to kill them. Just like they did to Hemingway. And I am not going to sit here and put up with it anymore. They will take them, and they will get 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100,000. That's why they put them on average seven drugs, 68%. And then there was testimony, it's in my film Endgame, to the legislature, and Susanna Hupp, the good representative, and others are saying, why are 68% on an average of seven drugs? He goes, they come from bad gene pools. They're subhuman. They deserve it. And that's what they do. They grab the black and Hispanic children, and these are happy. And there's doctors in the WOAI TV piece they did a few years ago admitting that work, who blew the whistle. They said they take healthy, happy kids, and 2 years later, in some cases, they're dead. They kill them. They put them on so many drugs to get the money.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Okay. Let me finish up with this whole case, and as things develop, we'll continue to report on it. I put out a video this morning at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, uploaded from my iPhone 4, directly there, basically in live time. Alert, help save six kidnapped children. Now, we've now talked to some of the lawyers involved. We've talked to some of the reporters involved at KHOU. My wife's been on the phone all morning, and reportedly they're getting ready to interview the Leonard family that had their six children taken away for being poor and living in a retrofitted metal building with air conditioning and power and computers and everything. I mean, is it a crime to not have air conditioner? Yes, CPS is in the news saying, we'll even take you for that. So I guess everybody pre-1950s and the advent of the popularization of air conditioning would have your children taken. And I was intending to go down there, and I'm still thinking about it because KHOU is set to report, we're told, that someone has stepped forward with a house for them. And I was just going to give them money and then call for listeners to show them some houses that they would rent them at a good price. And then I would, you know, pay for 6 months or something. I think $10,000 actually would, for a half decent house, probably pay for a year down in Houston that wasn't in too fancy of an area or close to it. But see, that doesn't mean CPS would even let him go. They claim you're neglectful because you would live with your children, and you've got six children. They say that's too many. They have a whole eugenics angle. They went on to say, well, the point is that we have to call their Trump. We have to call their scam, and we have to trump them with getting this family the help they need. And people say, well, there's a million families this is happening to. Well, the point is that you point out this is wrong. You don't just lackadaisically act like it's no big deal. I called lawyers this morning trying to get find out where they lived that I'd see in the news. I called TV stations, radio stations, KHOU and others finally helped. They act like humans. The Chronicle had articles they published saying it was wrong what happened. So I'm not just bashing the Houston Chronicle here, but I got on the phone with one guy, and my wife is being very polite, and then I got on the phone because the guy wasn't helping, and I said, listen, he goes, I'm not helping another news agency. And I said, sir, normally if this was a media thing, I'd have my producer call you. I said, I'm calling you. You can Google Alex Jones. He goes, I know. And so I think he was saying he knew who I was. And I said, I built a veteran a new house, built a memorial church. You know, I like to, you know, have examples of coming to people's aid to get other people to have the same attitude and to point out what's happening. I mean, things pull on my heartstrings. And I said, please, you know where this is. Just tell us where it is. It's not in the report. And he said, no. You can try to talk to the reporter later if you want. It made me very, very angry. And the guy was pretty much laughing at me. It was very... I guess people probably don't even believe there are folks that care. Like, it's bad to even care. It's bad to think CPS grabbing kids for no reason is wrong. It's bad to not want TSA to stick their hands down your pants. It's bad to not want the president to launch new wars without congressional approval. It's bad. And I run into so many people that have this attitude, but the Houston Chronicle did run a report that was very fair, and so did... The Awesome American Statesman, San Antonio Express News, but they don't care if 90% of the articles are against what TSA is doing. TSA just goes forward. They don't care, CPS. I mean, they're mercenaries. They're going to get money off these children because they're not agencies there to help you. They're there to take your children. If you want to say you can be on welfare, can't have a man in the house, you know, live in crack-infested neighborhoods and then go into juvenile when you're young and learn how to be a criminal so the inner cities can become engines of crime wave after crime wave and riots and racial tension. That's all wonderful. That's what the system wants. They don't like with only 9% of blacks being, quote, legitimate, coming from a married couple, non-broken homes. They don't like that 9%. They target them. And what, 50 years ago, 90-plus percent of whites were legitimate. Now over 50% are illegitimate. Same stuff that happened to blacks. Social degeneration is now happening. Blacks were less than 50% illegitimate, but pre-1950, now 91%. And, I mean, it's just civilization is collapsing because they'll give you that welfare. Keep that man out of the house. Put your kids in the inner city schools. Do this. But, oh, you're a black man that lost his job 3 years ago and took a lower job and built and retrofitted at the place that you manage as a maintenance man. You've been saving money for a house, how we built this country, and you homeschool your children. I've seen video and photos, great looking, happy. You can see electric Christian children. Those of you that love to bash Christians, you ever really known real Christians? Poor people? Go to neighborhoods where people are really poor. And the Christians' yards are straight, they're hardworking, they have loving eyes, they're good people, they're happy, they appreciate life. And right next to them, you'll have burnout motorcycles and cars on blocks and people beating their kids and hell on earth, and they're all on welfare. And right next door, you got the poor Christians who aren't on welfare, and the CPS is at their house every month trying to take their kids. They're targeting these people. They're targeting homeschoolers, even wealthy homeschoolers, taking them away in California, Michigan, busting down doors, demanding to be let in to see the curriculum. It doesn't matter if the homeschoolers are winning all the big spelling bees and geography bees. The system wants to shut it down. They don't want people to flee outside their system. And as the economy implodes, Are they going to take more and more children? I sent Rob Dew. We have footage of this. We did reports. What was it now, 2 years ago, Rob? I sent them to the tent cities in Sacramento and Los Angeles where there are families living out there. Now they've made them all move off that. Same thing in Hawaii. And they lock them up at night at the sports stadium at facilities. And if you've got kids, they take them. These aren't drunks and drug addicts. In fact, a lot of these people, I was at the Capitol a few weeks ago, I came out, and this, you could tell he was Special Forces, this big, like 6'4" black guy, and was riding on a bicycle with a headset on, and he pulled over, and he said, "Oh, Alex Jones, I just love you. I heard you were here. That's why I came down here." And he had his little ear. He goes, "I listen to you all the time." He goes, "I was, you know, 8 years, you know, Special Forces, Green Beret." You could tell, talking to the guy, he was scary. And you could tell this is a tough guy. And he was like, "You know, that I got out, they won't give me anything. And I'm homeless. I've been saving money for 2 years to try to get out of this. And he was all clean, too. You could tell he'd been living on the street for 2 years trying to save money. He's like, "The police harass me when I'm out here homeless." He's probably listening right now. This is where our soldiers are. This is what they've turned. He was like, I was in this country. I was in Colombia. I was in Desert Storm. I was in all these wars. And you're right. As soon as I got out of there, they had nothing. He just went on and on and on and on. And I was sitting there talking to this guy, who looked like a really high quality person. And you know, if he had kids, would they take his kids? This is outrageous. So I wanted to go ahead and play the original KHOU report with the family here. And then later today, they're reportedly going to interview the family. And folks are trying now offer them a house and money. But that doesn't mean the CPS aren't going to try to keep them. They're going to try to keep those kids because they're mercenaries. And you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on six kids. And they will drug them 68% of the time, and they'll put them on average seven drugs. They will destroy these children's minds because, again, by listing them, and it's on record. If you cry for your mother and father, you are drugged immediately. That is mental illness. It is abnormal to throw fits or demand to have your parents. Can you imagine? I've got an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and they don't like it when we have a part-time nanny come over. You know, they're great people. They want to be with us. Or when relatives come over to keep them sometimes. They really love us. They really want to be with us. I can't imagine the pain this family. And because I have empathy for them, I'm the bad guy. I even see on the YouTube channel some folks going, "Good, they need to be taken. They're living in a storage shed." The way the media spun that. I mean, it doesn't matter. The point is that he retrofitted it. It had air conditioning. It had refrigerator. It had power. It probably sounds like a fun place to live. You know, there with people living in their RVs, and they got storage sheds, and people storing their boats there, and he's the maintenance man. I mean, I got to tell you, folks, just like in the movie Caddyshack, the maintenance man lives at the greenhouse. I grew up in Dallas on a, medium-tier golf course, nothing fancy, the neighborhood. And there was a big sprawling complex back in the woods, back in the area where the maintenance people were, and a couple of them lived there. They were pretty much illegal aliens, and I remember getting to know them and some of their kids. In fact, one of them name was Mario, and he had a son for the first year he was there who the family lived there. And I'd play soccer with his son and stuff, and then later he ended up starting his own lawn company and became wealthy. And I remember going over to their house, you know, a decade later in high school, and they lived in a house bigger than we had. The American dream. The point is, you're going to take Mario's son. What was his name? Is it Julio? The point is that this is what America is. How do you think our immigrant ancestors that came here lived? How do you think of 35 million people in Mexico City, half of them live in cardboard boxes? You can take all their kids. It's not your fault. And this guy was working. This guy was working. And they took him. And the point is, they didn't help him. The government will put you on welfare and put you in a Section 8 housing, but they won't come to you and say, "Well, you need help? We're going to help you get a house." No. And how many people are having their houses taken? I don't know how many people are having to move in with their parents or move in with their brothers and sisters. All right, let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Thought their home was safe, but the state disagreed.
Now a mother and father are fighting to get their children back.
KHOU 11 News reporter Rux Russell found out what led them to seek shelter in a storage shed and why they believe the state is out of line.
At first glance, Prince and Charlemagne Leonard seem to be pulling into a driveway with an ordinary home on the other end. But look again.
It has a freezer section. We keep the frozen vegetables and meat, sort of like shoes under the shelving, a secondary computer.
This is home.
This is home.
Turns out home for the Leonards and their six children is a 12-foot-wide, 25-foot-long Northeast Houston storage shed.
But you have to make the best of what you have.
They moved in 3 years ago after the father, an unemployed welder, got hired here as a maintenance worker. They couldn't afford an apartment, and the homeless shelter didn't seem safe enough.
It's nice safer here. You know, you're secure. We can let our kids go out and play.
Hard times led the Leonards to this storage facility. But it was a passerby's observation that led to a fight with the state over the custody of their kids.
Oh, tattletale.
Someone told Child Protective Services that there appeared to be unattended children on the property. A caseworker investigated and the state took custody of the kids.
We didn't do anything wrong. We're doing the best that we can for our children.
A CPS spokesperson says the children were removed because the storage shed is a dangerous environment. A local activist is fighting to reunite the family.
You don't take people's children and snatch them away from families and separate children strictly because their parents are poor and fall on hard times. I want my children back with me, where they belong.
Back in a home that's far from ordinary. In Northeast Houston, Rux Russell, KHOU 11 News.
Now, it's a big metal, you know, peaked roof, fence all the way around it, giant facility. People see kids running around, so they call and the state comes. Why don't you call on Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan imploding the economy by design? Why don't you call for Obama to be impeached for launching illegal wars? Why don't you go after the real issues instead of six children, one girl, five boys running around behind a fence? And I can't tell you how many hundreds of cases I've seen in 16 years in even wealthy areas where people see children playing behind a cyclone fence in their own yard, and the CPS comes saying, the mother's like, I was watching them out the window. They're in the backyard. Sorry. I can't tell you how many wealthy people are even at school and fall off a merry-go-round and break their finger or their arm. And the CPS goes ahead and comes and tries to take them. And then 3 days later in court, they have to bring in the school admitting it even happened there. Your child falls off the swing at the park. They're going to try to take your children. Okay? This is what America has become. And these aren't real courts. Now, I want to give you, if we can back it up, you can actually see on the sign the name of the facility. About a minute into that video, you can see it looks like Oates RV. But we've tried to find that number online. Boat RV is the name of the storage facility. And he's a maintenance man, and he lives there in air conditioning in a big metal building. It's a big, giant building. He's only got one part of it. And it's at the 12,000 block of McNair, McNair. And Boat RV is the sign on the facility. The 12,000 block of McNair, and you can put that in McNair, 12,000 block of McNair. It's at the end of the road on Google Maps. And there it is. I mean, there's a big parkland all around it. It looks like a semi-rural area. Looks like some lower middle class houses across the street. And that's it. And you got your kids living in a metal building with air conditioning and computers and everything else. They're going to take them. And that's how they operate in America. Now, I know I've spent pretty much most of this first hour on this subject. And they don't even tell you who that activist is on the newscast, or I would get him on. It's been really hard. And, again, you call up the Chronicle and you go, hey, I'm a radio talk show host. I'd like to give these people some money. I'd like to try to help them get a house. Do you have any contacts for them? Do you have the number at that place's office? And they just say, I'm not going to help another news agency. I'm like, but I'm not a news agency. That's what I told Talkers Magazine a month ago. I said, I'm not in an industry. I'm on a mission. Like the Blues Brothers say, we're on a mission from God. I'm on a mission. At the end of the day, we raise money and capital to expand our overall operation, but KHOU and others have not acted like that when we've called them. And maybe I just got the wrong person on the phone at the Chronicle at their news desk, but I don't like being laughed at and just complete arrogance. I guess they didn't believe. I was like, I really want to help these people. I mean, there's hundreds of cases of this every week without even looking. I mean, it's just, it's endless. I even try to stay away from this because it freaks me out too much. It's just, it's so fundamentally evil that this is going on, and that we have a new video of a guy being arrested in his front yard. He's all the way back in his garage filming cops searching a woman TSA style, you know, her breast and everything. Now they just pull you over, put you in handcuffs before they conduct a search without probable cause. And then he calls them Nazis, and it is a Nazi-style tactic. And they come over, and they say, we're going to get you for too tall of grass. Looks like it's about 3 inches tall. Then they say, we're going to get you for disorderly conduct. He says, get off my property. I'm leaving. They said, no. They come into his garage. They say, we're going to charge you for a racial slur talking bad about Nazis. Folks, the video's on InfoWars.com. I know that sounds insane, but they really do. You're not allowed to talk bad about Nazis now. But again, there's not even laws against racial slurs in this country. This is the political correctness that now you can't call people Nazis that are engaging in type of police activities the Third Reich did. Of course, the Third Reich had good reasons for what they were doing, according to them, as well. All right, we've got a bunch of other news coming up here, but I'm probably going to have to go to Houston to try to help these people. I mean, somebody's got to do it. We'll be right back.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We need folks to get over to the boat and RV storage facility where the Leonards live, where their children did live before they were kidnapped, and help them. You know, in conclusion, I just want to point out that we see all these archetypal movies and books and in actual historical cases of groups coming in the night and grabbing your children and running away with them. And you think of that as the ultimate evil. But then these private contractors with quasi-government power under race, hygiene, eugenics courts, that's what family courts are. That's how they were set up. Didn't happen until about 100 years ago, in fact, a little over 100 years ago now, 1910 or so. And they just do whatever they want. They've set them up all over the Western world. And then they build a society, a technological system. Then they make it impossible for a lot of people to pay for everything you're supposed to have. Then they come and take your children. And even the Houston Chronicle says a family law attorney, Julia Ketterman, has worked countless cases in which Child Protective Services took children away from parents for reasons that range from family using an outhouse instead of an indoor plumbing to keeping clothes in boxes instead of dressers. Ketterman said CPS caseworkers deemed those instances as unsafe and cramped living conditions, which is grounds for removal by the agency standards while the government bankrupts everybody. But to me, they're being picked up because they are poor, she said. Legally, CPS cannot cite poverty as a reason to remove children from parental custody. But they do it absolutely all the time, said Ketterman, who has worked as a defense attorney in CPS cases in Houston for more than 5 years. The case of Prince and Charlemagne Leonard and their children is similar to many Ketterman says she's seen and handled. Last month, CPS removed the couple's six children, which is just now getting news attention, after agency caseworkers said that the small storage shed an East Houston family was staying in contained unsafe living conditions. And then it goes to the 12 by 25 foot shed for nearly 4 years, outfitting it with a wood burning heater, AC unit, and composite toilet while fetching water from a nearby spigot. CPS officials, they're officials, not mercenaries, ranging in age from 2 to 12, were not removed because of poverty reasons, but CPS spokesman said Thursday would not provide more detailed explanation. So there you go. And it's all over the news, children removed for poverty. I was just given a piece of legislation to provide for an employee election W-4 form to have amounts deducted and withheld from wages to be used to reduce the public debt. Wow. This bill just came out. They've introduced a new bill. This is from thomas.loc.gov, Library of Congress, that they're introducing legislation to try to pay off the national debt for a new direct tax on working class people. Yeah, I tell you, the news is coming in so fast. And you know what? I like to humanize stuff because this is what I'm feeling. This upsets me. This is the bedrock in America that they take your children just because they get money off of it. And I've got all this other news and Larry Pratt coming up with something that could bring down Obama. This whole Fast and Furious gun situation, shipping the guns into Mexico, Holder caught lying to Congress. That's all coming up. I've got the woman, Jennifer Jones, arrested during 3-minute citizens communication for talking about government corruption. Headline from World Net Daily, Nazi police kidnap woman at town hall. Outraged mayor, I'm not going to quit until I see them in jail. And they were talking about corruption in the police department. So the cops said, that's not allowed. Where the mayor says, don't do that. I'm your boss. And they say, we run this town, boy. And that's out of Quartzsite, Arizona. I've been through Quartzsite. Another video we've got up at prisonplanet.com, man arrested for filming police from his own yard. Holy mackerel. And I've got a bunch of economic news. I've got the invasion news, Dow skids over 100 after dismal jobs. Look, we got people having their gardens shut down. It's all coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.